You know, I can't make you do what works. I can't make you do what matters. And I also can't let you sit there and struggle. Neville Goddard says, if you really believe, you will not pass another without lifting their cross. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. You matter. Your dreams matter. And yet your problems hypnotize you. The key is you can say no to the hypnosis, you can say no to the trance, and you can say yes to you. And you must say yes to you. You must say yes to your dreams. And you must say no to every other thing that distracts you. You'll notice our podcast episodes are short and sweet. Our packages are usually about 90 minutes. Sometimes just 60, sometimes 2 hours. But one thing you will never find with what we do is fluff and filler. I have no use for that in my life. None. Because you came here to give life to the lovely. You are how God has the adventure of a lifetime. You are what makes the divine personal. You are what gives life to the lovely. And I can't make you do what matters. I can't make you do what works. But I also can't let you sit there and struggle. So I'll put out the podcast. I'll make the package. I'll make a cool little infographic, something to give you something to think about. This morning I got an email from Brett, day 3, ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. I've got a few more to get to, but taking it easy this week. And he answered the questions. On day 3, we ask a few simple little questions. And those questions are small, but they are massive in what they do. Because they set direction inside of you, inside of the course. And the people that take the time to answer the questions, the people that take the time to send us a little update every week, like by taking the time, I mean about 5-10 minutes, their lives change. We get to know them. We offer feedback. They become friends and sometimes family. But I can't make you. There are people out there that teach that there's no such thing as free will in other people. God, could you imagine how nuts that is? If there were no free will, I'd just have you do the course and get results and send testimonials. Or what the hell, I wouldn't even teach. I'd just imagine up, you know, somebody giving me $1 billion. How about Bill Gates? If there was no such thing as free will and I could imagine Bill Gates giving me $1 million by Friday at noon, hey, Victoria and I are going to go out for a really good lunch, right? I'll just buy the pool. And I'll give free memberships to the people I like. You see, that gets all fantasy and weird, doesn't it? See, what's your real desire? Your real desire is not to be surrounded by zombies. By the way, I get the email this morning from the lady who's telling me that her special person has no free will. Neville said so. And I said, I really don't think Neville said that. Right? When you listen to Neville, when you actually take in the totality of what he teaches instead of just plucking a verse and twisting it to mean what you want it to mean. Here's the thing. This is the one thing I always have a giggle about, because Victoria will say, what are you laughing about? And I said, here's some lovely human being arguing with me about whether or not I have free will, and they're trying to convince me that I don't. Right? Imagine you're trying to convince me that I don't have free will, and I'm inviting you to notice that you do, and I do, and your special person does. And the reason why they're probably running from you is because you're imagining they're a robot. Here's what I notice. When you imagine someone's a robot, they run. But me, well, I seem to digress. ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. That's my invite today. Takes about 10 minutes a day. Every 7 days we say, hey, here's our personal update. Send us yours if you want to. Doesn't have to be anything big. Just take 5 minutes, 3 minutes, write something short and sweet. Help us know you so we can give to you. But I can't make you do that either. But I also can't let you sit there. So here's what happens. People send us an update. We get to imagine lovingly for them every 7 days. Brett sends me an update this morning. I get to imagine his smiles. I don't even need to know what he looks like, because it's my experience of his happiness that matters. This is how I let it be all about me, and how that gives to him. And here's the cool thing. Odds are he's going to accept it because he's playing. He's choosing to stretch instead of struggle. And when you start to look at life that way, in this moment, am I choosing to stretch or struggle? Am I being who I've always been, hoping something else will change? That's called struggle. Or am I stretching beyond who I have been? Because when you change you, everything changes. And everyone plays their part. It doesn't mean they don't have free will. Hey, if you're imagining up a teacher, a mentor, somebody fun that actually gives a shit, I just might be that guy. Because I am fun, funny, and I actually give a shit. On the other hand, if you're imagining Mr. 20 gives me all of his products and lets me move into the cottage so I can stay there full-time and learn this stuff, and just, everywhere I go, everywhere he goes, I go with him, and he drives me around, and he becomes my chauffeur and my butler and my teacher and my... That ain't gonna happen. Because you have free will to accept or reject any state. Which means you've got free will to accept or reject any curse or any blessing. In other words, I'll make one more offer today. PearlPowerPack.com. In Manifesting Mastery, we devoted 1 week to it. Right in the middle of the course. Because the pearl's in the middle of everything. But if you go to PearlPowerPack.com, read the quote and read the story. Read why we did 3 live calls. Read why I was willing to skip voting and get fined to do those live calls. Because in Australia, Australians must vote, and only Australians can vote. And if you don't vote, you get a fine. And I wasn't going. Instead, I was doing those calls. But go read about that at PearlPowerPack.com. So, let's imagine up something lovely. Let's imagine you stretching instead of struggling. Let's imagine you being who you've chosen to be instead of who you have been. Because as soon as you go, well, this is the way that I am, in other words, the way I've always been, and this is what's always happened, you have walked away from your mystery because you believe in your history. I invite you to the mystery. Now let's imagine up something yummy as we go into the silence. The sun will come out for someone. Someone will have some sunshine somewhere. Yes, they will. The sun will come out for someone. By the way, is it going to be you? Because I'm imagining sunshine on a cloudy day. And you can accept that blessing. You can even use that to soar. Totally up to you. So I've made some suggestions. I've offered some invitations. And just for fun, notice, did you invest that little episode of silence? If not, go do it now. And if you want to dive deeper, my final suggestion, PearlPowerPack.com. pearlpowerpack.com. That's one word, pearlpowerpack.com. See ya.